We can move on to some of the letters to the paper now. There is a lot of party politics in the correspondence column of the paper, but we are avoiding those, more or less. As writers get their teeth into the Western Link Road, a four-day working week and house building. Bill Woolnough of Swanton Morley is in favour of the Western Link Road and is pleased it has received government backing. At last, common sense prevails with the good news that the Western Link Road has government backing. This vital link should, of course, have been built at the same time as the NDR, but better late than never, bringing much needed relief to West Norwich residents and nearby villages. In my opinion, those opposing the new link have shown what a weak case they have by asking like-minded activists from all over Britain to put their names to a letter recently printed in the Evening News opposing the scheme. The benefits to be gained from the new link can be gauged by anyone who uses the NDR. I travel from Swanton Morley to Caister on a regular basis to visit a disabled relative who is housebound. The journey is now much easier in every way via the NDR compared to the A47 route. I travel through no built-up areas whatsoever and use far less fuel. I see no reason to oppose this scheme, and I look forward to seeing it completed.
However, Bob Reeves of Dereham takes a different view. How misguided, in my opinion, are those that are wasting money in employing lawyers to fight another battle to force improvements to the A47 and Western Link Roads? How many goes do they need? Norfolk needs roads to cope with the amount of houses being built across the county. So if the road improvements are stopped by Dr. Andrew and his pals, then stop house building as well, because for every house built, that puts more cars on our overstretched roads. Norfolk used to have good rail links, but they were dug up under another doctor, well known to all. The roads around Norfolk badly need improvement. Little has changed in rural areas since the horse and cart.
A similar view comes from Sue Goodrum of Norwich. In response to Peter Day's letter, in my view, this is misguided fantasy about the benefits of the Western Link Road. Does he really think 3.9 miles of road at an estimated cost of £251 million is at present good use of public funding? As for his opinion of the protection of bats, I'd like to understand his definition of environmental enhancement.
Mervyn Lambert of Bressingham has some thoughts on the four-day working week idea being looked at by the City Council. I read with interest the reports that Norwich City Council is considering allowing their workers to do a four-day week on, in my view, the pretense that it will increase productivity. And the resulting comments as published in your letters pages. If, as some claim, it is possible to do 5 days' work in four, why didn't Henry Ford increase the speed of his production line by 25% for 4 days and give the workers 1 day a week off? I note that Clive Lewis, a Norwich MP, has stated he is in favour of it. And I would ask, what experience of employing labour does he have to base such an opinion on? If there was any evidence that workers were more productive, thus more profitable for those who employ them, by working a four-day week, it would be standard practice in the private sector already.
In our final letter, GP Brown of Norwich asks, what appetite is there for new house building? Francis Middleton, in his recent letter, observes, "The gross shortage of housing should be at the top of everyone's agenda." In the same edition was a report headed, "Campaigners say county not right for new towns." In response to a Labour proposal to double the current rate of house building and override objections to ensure they are built. Given the nigh guaranteed objections raised under many heads by those who, while just possibly agreeing in principle with Francis Middleton, always seem to want any new housing built somewhere else, I'm not sure it will be a vote winner in due course. I think I can safely foretell that should a Labour government come to power, it will actually do very little different in terms of housings built than in recent years, unless it truly is prepared to bludgeon its way through planning. That just leaves the further question of whether the construction industry has the capacity to build twice as many houses a year, and the water and electricity industries the ability to provide the supplies and sewage treatment plants necessary. I exclude gas, as we are effectively already stopping installation of gas supplies to new housing, which will only ramp up pressure on the electricity supply network as we head for an electric-only future.